Frank Moves, in an exhibit that can now be seen this summer at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. This is not some Disney animatronics. It is several seconds of a home movie found last year in Amsterdam. German troops occupied the Netherlands at the time this film was taken in 1941. Jews had already been forced out of schools, jobs, and certain neighborhoods, all steps we can recognize now in the Nazi plan to extinguish them. There was a wedding one lazy Saturday afternoon. From the appearance of the trees and the clothing of the celebrants, you might deduce that it was spring. A slender, dark-haired girl in a thin sweater, who would have then been about 12 years old, apparently heard laughter and happy commotion in the street below. You might fairly guess that would be an uncommon sound in Jewish neighborhoods then. The girl comes out onto her balcony and waves at the wedding party. Maybe someone said to the cameraman, "Look, there's a girl up there on the third floor." He turns his camera up to her. Perhaps he called out, "Say hello." The young girl smiles shyly and puts her hand over her collar, nervously, and then she waves. The names of those who got married that day are unrecognized by history. The slender girl on the balcony would go into hiding just a year later. Within 3 years, she would die in a Nazi work camp. But today she is one of the best-known youngsters in history. It is startling to see that well-known black-and-white image of loss flicker, even just for 5 or 6 seconds, with life. The exhibit at the Holocaust Museum is devoted to Anne Frank, the writer. Her red plaid cloth diary, of course, became one of the best-known books of the 20th century. But this exhibit features 5 notebooks and more than 300 loose pages in which young Anne wrote short stories, fairy tales, character sketches, even the start of a novel. Her paragraphs are not uniformly brilliant, but each line confirms work and care. She tries words and crosses them out, then tries another. And she's already begun to see her life as being measured in words. "The world will still keep on turning without me," she writes. "What is going to happen will happen, but it would be terrible if my diaries and my tales were lost." Over the past half century, Anne Frank has come to be cherished as a symbol of those millions of other children whose lives were crushed by Nazism, and a kind of patron saint for children from Monrovia to Rangoon whose lives are oppressed by fear today. But this exhibit reminds us that Anne Frank was also something more than a symbol, a real little girl, and a real writer, whose life doesn't have to be measured just in our sense of loss, but our wonder in her words.